at Planet Ice, Altrincham, Shadow Altrincham Station behind us with Stephen Foster and Rob Wilkins after the playoff semi-final. And guys, a tough way to end the season. Stephen, from 3-0, you thought the momentum had shifted and then it kind of taken away in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's obviously the tough thing. I think probably for the first two periods we weren't great, so to be still in the game at that point in time, the boys really, we asked them to turn it on in the third period, leave it all out there, and that's obviously what we were trying to, that's what we're trying to do, and you know, we give it, the boys give it their all in the end, and you know, unfortunately it wasn't quite enough.
Yeah, and Rob, these derby games, we've said it all season, the momentum's gone back and forward, and it was a, for the purists, probably wasn't a great game to watch for long periods. It was scrappy, there was a lot of penalties, and neither team kind of got the momentum, but as Fuzzy says, having it taken away late on, it's a tough way for the season to end.
Yeah, I think you're right about the penalties. The game just didn't get any momentum at all, 5-on-5, like, and if I'm going to be brutally honest, for the first 50 minutes, Whitley Bay probably deserved it, because they worked a lot harder than we did, so that was that, but after about 50 minutes when we got it back to 3-all out of nowhere, to be honest with you, I could only see one team winning and I thought that was us. But then like a couple of, we could maybe argue there's a couple of calls that we thought we might have had and we didn't get, there's a couple of calls they got and it doesn't really matter because in the end we lost, but it's definitely a tough way to finish.
Yeah, these one games don't feel, like you say, in an instant your season's done and dusted, and it is obviously, that's all the mood around the dressing room, obviously must have been a tough room to kind of talk to the guys after the game. But overall, we've said this as the season's gone on, overall it's been a season to kind of be proud of, the way that the team have moved on from last year to this year. And I think Mikey's mentioned the process and steps in the process, we are moving through the process.
I'd agree. I mean, that when you look at the improvements of the players, each individual players, they're all improving all of the time. And that's what us as coaches, that's our job, just to keep trying to get them better and better each week. They're playing better and better as a team, and the togetherness of the team, I think, has carried us a lot this season. You know, we haven't seen a team of lads be so close together off the ice, which obviously shows on the ice. It's just a shame, really, it is gutting just to be finishing now, because, you know, we'd like to have got through the final and give it a go against, I would expect, probably Solway, you know what I mean? I would like to have given it another go in just a one-off game and see where we get to, but, you know, we were missing Finn and Tommy today, which is always going to be a big miss, but I think we still could have got to the level to be able to get through, and it's just a shame when we, like I say, the first two periods, we kind of let ourselves down a little bit.
Yeah. It's early to kind of wrap the season up and look ahead to next year, but from yourself, Rob, you've talked about the way the guys have developed. What are you looking for from the summer to kind of recharge, recuperate, switch off and come back kind of refreshed again later in the summer to look ahead to next year?
Definitely. We have to keep this pain that we have now, and we have to remember it. We have to come back at the start of the summer. In terms of, like, when you think of this team, 18, 20 months ago, if my memory serves us right, we were second off bottom in the league. And then we've come, like, we've improved massively in the last 18 months, like, incredibly. Like, if I'm going to be honest, it's happened a lot quicker than I thought it was going to. But whether we can improve that much again next year, we definitely have to try. I think I was talking to Mikey the other week, and I said that, like, one thing we do have to get better is, because in a one-off game we proved against Solway the week that we're as good as anybody in the league, but I don't think we're good enough to challenge Solway in that, like, I don't think we have that ability to do it every week, to come and perform every week no matter who we're playing. Like, today was a bad result, but if I'm going to be honest, I think it started a couple of weeks ago, because the performances over the last couple of weeks have been a lot lower than they should be. Like, we went to Nottingham, and to be fair, Nottingham should have won that game, deserved to win the game, and then we struggled again last week against Blackburn, so we need to learn to be consistent, and it's just doing little things. So hopefully we're going to improve on that next year, and if we can, we'll be really tough to stop, I think.
Yeah. Just quickly before you, I know we've done it on Billion TV, but is that cup final weekend still your highlight of the season? the way the games were, the performances, the fans, the support, the whole atmosphere of that weekend?
I said this to you last night. It was, for me, the Friday night. Just everything you've just said. I remember before the game going for a cup of coffee, and I think I said this to Carol at the time, and just the sheer amount of Billingham fans that were coming in through the front door, and then the noise they made. We were in the changing rooms underneath them. You could hear the noise they made. And then just and the effort we put in, like the fans put in, the players put in. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was possible for us to get to the level that we played at that Friday night. So for me, it was very, very special. And like I just said, I think when we learn how to do that at a more consistent level, we'll be a very, very good team.
See for you, Foz.
Yeah, I think that weekend obviously proved how good we actually can be. I would say for me also, it's just the improvement over the year. Getting second place was fantastic, because we did ask the boys at the beginning of the season when we had the meeting, where do you think you can get to? And they went, top two. And we kind of looked and went, wow, we're like, that's a great target to go for. And credit to the boys, have bought into it. And, you know, it's been good. Everybody's enjoyed themselves trying to get to that. So for me, getting the overall, you know what I mean, after the 32 games, was it? Second place, I think that's a great achievement for this group. It's not where we want to be. We want to be one higher, but it's we're going in the right direction.
Excellent. Well, from ourselves at the Big Red Machine Radio, from the Billingham fans to yourselves and the players, a big thank you for this season. It's been a fantastic ride. It's come to an end. The ride's ended, ironically, in front of Altrincham Station. But Stephen Foster, Rob Wilkinson, from us, thank you. Enjoy your summer. So on this season ending Big Red Machine Radio, we're in Altrincham Ice Dome, in the corner of Lightning Jack's Bar. It's the Gold Goodwin's unofficial media suite of Stars Media, Supremo, Carol White. We just had the post-game interviews with Foz and Rob, and obviously everybody's a bit flat. It's a deep way at the end of the season, but as a whole, it's been, we've said it a few times, a successful year for Billingham South, Carol.
Oh, absolutely. I think we have to kind of look past today. I don't think today is particularly reflective of how it's been going this season. We've been improving all the time. I do think the springboard was actually last playoffs, when, you know, we finished sixth in the league. We came up against Widnes Wild. We'd not beaten them at all in the league that season, and absolutely blew them away. And I think that was really the springboard that we've used to really step on this season. And all right, the performance today wasn't what we've been used to, and I know that the fans and the players will be very, very disappointed, but I think we need to look past that and look at what a fabulous season it really has been.
I mean, Mike has talked a couple of times in the interviews we've done this season about kind of the process, and how from the season, the conscious decision that was taken last year to kind of blood the young players, to give them the ice, and kind of get the development system up and running properly last season. And it's paid dividends this year with the likes of, we mentioned today, Finn and Tommy with JB, but the likes of the Dowdles and Ben Greenhalge, and the guys coming through have had that extra year last year, and it's paid dividends this year.
Completely. It's been a joy to watch them, actually. You can physically see them week on week, month on month, how much they're improving, because they've been given that faith, really. The coaches have got the confidence to give them the job to do, when they're absolutely bouncing off it. You can see that in the dressing room mentality. You can see how close knit they are, and you can see that faith in them has ultimately really paid off, and it does come through in every game that they play. There's nobody out there that looks scared. There's nobody out there that looks out of place. They all look like they were meant to be there, and that they're all doing the job that they've been told to do.
And while we mentioned the young players as well, it's kind of given a new lease to the I don't say old, it's not fair to call them the old players, but the more experienced players, and we've seen it this year, the kind of rejuvenate the Barcelona lines, come back on its own, and Sousy scoring goals for fun again, and Mikey and Mossy, he's had another great game here today. Last weekend he was immense against Blackburn. That's the young players have kind of given those older players, the more experienced players, kind of a second wind and a new lease almost.
I keep hearing people refer to the older guys as old, and it's like you don't actually realise that they're not actually that old, not in hockey terms anyway. So, you know, the older heads, well, let's call them older heads, they've been superb this season. They've really driven the team forward. It's a real leadership group, and you can see that they're instilling that confidence in the guys that are following in their footsteps, but by no means are they old. We've got Andy Munro back in the team now, and I think he raised our entire team's average age by a year when he signed, so I think that just is testament to the fact that we don't really have a very old team, and certainly the squad itself is by no means old. I'm sure Andy Munro wouldn't mind me saying, probably him apart. The rest of the team has got years left in it.
We've asked the coaches and the players this over the last few days, their kind of highlight of the season. What would be your kind of moment from filling the stars 22-23?
I'm going to be really boring and go with the same as the coaches said, and say that the final against Solway, and particularly the Friday, the away leg. When you go 5-1 down to a team like Solway in their own barn, when the last time you were in that barn you got beat 8-0, surely logic says the writing's on the wall and you're probably in for a bit of a hiding. That didn't happen. The team rallied like, I think Rob said he couldn't quite believe that we raised our game to that level, and I would absolutely agree. I think the way we came back from 5-1 down in Solway has to be the highlight. I'm sure the fans would point to beating Solway early in the season as a highlight. Obviously, finally getting 1-2 or 3 over Whitley. But that, for me, has got to be the highlight. It was just something that you didn't expect. And to see it actually out there happening was superb. Yeah.
And on the back of that, the home leg, for me, obviously, where I am in the arena on the DJ booth, the home leg and the kind of the games leading up to on either side of that, where you're looking from the DJ box and the stands are filling up like half an hour before face-off. And then from the cup final, we had the two Saturday games. The cup final was won, and we had a Sully Hall Saturday game, which again was pretty full. And then the final home game again. So the way the crowd's kind of gone with the team, as the team have grown, so has the crowd. And obviously you always say if you get somebody to a hockey game, the game itself should kind of draw them in and keep them. And the way the team have performed this year has kind of shown that. And for me, the way the team and the fans have kind of, like, as one, kind of the team have inspired the fans, which has brought more fans, which has kind of upped the team's level, and it's kind of been a virtuous circle, just to be arsy, but it's that kind of thing. I think the team and the fans kind of inspiring each other to higher levels, and hopefully the challenge this summer will be to kind of keep that engagement, and when puck drop comes September time, to start at that level rather than having to build up from scratch again. So that's a challenge for the summer, but for now we kind of enjoy the summer. Playoff finals, obviously, wasn't to be today, but second in the league, runners up in the cup, a final four for two years running. Nothing but a success for the Birmingham Stars.
Absolutely. As I say, I think as fans, players, coaches, we just have to look past one result and look back on what can only be described as a truly successful season, and not one that other teams would have had us. I don't think a lot of teams would have had us finishing second this year. I don't I don't think Solway and Whitley expected to be challenged at the top as they have been. And for that, I think the team's only ever going to get better from here. As long as we can hang on to the core of this group, it's only going to get better. There's loads for the fans to look forward to. There's new faces coming in all the time. It feels like a real team effort on and off the ice, and it's only going to improve. So it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. So we end on after a loss in the semi-final, but we end a whole... on a high. The season's been fantastic. So from Big Red Machine Radio, thank you for everybody who's been listening to us, watching Billingham Stars TV. As I say, we'll keep you going through the summer. But for myself, Craig and Carol, we're here in Altrincham, in Lightning Jacks, for the final time this season from Billingham Stars and the Big Red Machine Radio.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me. And we'll see you in September.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.